You sound like you pips having more than sabotage, Joan said. You sound like you having a war.
Be nice, be respectful, Mr. Watson told the stranger.
The man chuckled until his eyes filled with tears, and he said,
This man say he praying for the mulattas and the rats all over the world. Rats? Whoa! Your people's got a 100% freak on your hand. He very smart, the man said defensively. He very religious, too. He built him a big cross right in the office. Whoa! He say, you people's all be happier in the Middle Age. You people's got to get you a cannon and some arrows, drop a nuclear bomb on top of this place.
The man laughed again.
We ain't got nothing better to do in that factory. He always interesting to listen to when he flapping his big mustache. He gonna lead us in a big demonstration. He say make all the other demonstration look like a ladies' social. Yeah, and it sound like he gonna lead you peoples right into jail, Joan said, covering the bar with some more smoke. He sound like a crazy white mother. He kinda strange, the man admitted. But he work right in that office, and the manager in there, Mr. Gonzalez, he think this guy pretty sharp. He let him do whatever he want. He even let him come back in the factory anytime this guy want to. Plenty of people's ready to go demonstrate with him. He tell us he got permission from Mr. Lever himself to have a demonstration. Tell us Mr. Lever want us to demonstrate and get rid of Gonzalez. Who know? Maybe they raise our wage. That Mr. Gonzalez afraid of him already. Tell me, man. What this white savior cat look like?
Jones asked with interest.
He big and fat, got him a hunting cap he wearing all the time.
Jones' eyes widened behind his glasses.
This hunting cap green? He got him a green cap? Yeah. How you know that? Whoa! Jones said. Your pips in plenty trouble. A police already looking for that freak. He come in tonight at Joy one night, start telling this Darlene gal about a bus. Well, what do you know?
The man said.
He tell us about a bus, too. Tell us he go riding into the heart of darkness on a bus one time. He the same one. Stay away from that freak. He wanted by police. You poor color people's all get your ass thrown in jail. Whoa! Well, I gotta ask him about that, the man said. I sure don't want to get led on no demonstration by a convict.
Mr. Gonzalez was at Levy Pants early, as usual. He symbolically lit his little heater and a filtered cigarette with the same match, lighting two torches that signaled the start of another working day. Then he applied his mind to his early morning meditations. Mr. Riley had added a new touch to the office the day before, streamers of mauve, gray, and tan crepe paper looped from light bulb to light bulb across the ceiling.